So, good morning, Lake Burien. It is Sunday, obviously, otherwise we wouldn't be here. But I'm kind of wanting to continue this conversation that we've been having over the last 3 or 4 weeks, I guess, on this idea that we celebrated at Christmas, which was God becoming a person in Jesus, the Word becoming flesh, and taking that idea that we celebrate at Christmas and not rushing past Christmas without thinking more deeply as a community of what that actually means in our lives. And so we've had the conversation a couple times. And this morning, as you can see, I am joined and I'm so excited by two members of our congregation, actually. And who you're seeing, these beautiful faces, are Livy and Lanaya. And they have graciously offered to be in this conversation, not just with me, but with all of you. So, chat in the box. Welcome these young ladies. And we'll just get started here. So, for those that maybe don't have the privilege of, being in conversations with you guys, I'm going to just ask you to say a little bit about who, introduce yourself and maybe kind of, what you're doing in life these days, where you are in school. And then we're just going to take some time for people to hear from you. So I'm going to invite actually Lanaya, if you'd go first.
Okay. Hey, y'all. I'm Lanaya. I'm a senior in high school at Summit Sierra. You
Okay.
probably don't know what that is, to be honest. It's
Where is it? Summit
in
Sierra.
the International District.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. These days, I've just been studying Korean,
Okay.
new languages, like making, conversation. I've could've just been chilling though most of the time. And trying to figure finish up my senior year,
Okay.
taking a ton of classes and AP classes and applying for colleges and stuff like that. So yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Awesome. We may come back to that, Linaya, a little bit more about your love for the Korean language and maybe the your love for what you're learning about that country and how you spent some of your summer. Well, so we are definitely going to come to that. Okay.
Okay.
And Livy, you want to
Okay.
introduce yourself?
All right. Hi guys. Love the introduction, by the way, Lanaya. That was beautiful. I am also a senior, but I go to Evergreen High School. Most of you guys should know where that is.
Yeah.
I am taking college classes actually. I'm doing Running Start at South Seattle Community College. And not to lie, it is not easy, but these are like the challenges of what reality is. So
Yes.
we kind of just have to just go through it and just, pretend like you know everything. But
Make it
so
you believe it.
far,
Yeah.
exactly. So
Yeah.
far, I've been trying to just like, give myself time after school because I only go to like one class for my Evergreen class to kind of just like give time for myself. After that, just like breathe in. And actually start going hardcore with all my courses, because to be honest, you need that break for your, for your mental health, but also just for yourself too. But yeah,
Very cool.
that is all.
So just a little bit more about maybe to have folks get to know you. The sad part, obviously, about not being together in church on Sundays is that especially for young people, it's harder to sort of stay connected to, and we would normally see all the folks, and you would be seeing people in cookie heaven. And both of you are pretty regular folks that are attending Sunday services, and so we've missed that a lot. And so would you both just take a little bit of time? What we've also been talking about is what does it mean to be someone who's following Christ in the midst of this pandemic? And so I would love for each of you to take just a few minutes to talk about what it's been like for you as a student the last 2 years, and especially kind of this year, trying to figure out how to finish well and in the midst of, COVID and what y'all have been experiencing. So does that sound like, could we talk about that a little bit? All right. So.
Okay, so when I think about like I guess how what does it look like
in a way when God came down in the flesh, and like how we see that reflected through our everyday lives. And I guess through me, so I thought, I feel like it's mostly with my daily interactions with people. Obviously 2020 was a year, but a lot, one of the big things that came out of that year was a lot of stuff came up, especially surrounding like racial tensions and a lot of issues and stuff that has been going on for a while, but now people are starting to notice it. And so I feel like at least coming back to in-person school, that was definitely something I had to navigate. Just people making comments or how I felt in the classroom and seeing how teachers interacted with students. It was just like very much eye-opening. And then I feel like throughout this like experience and stuff like that, I feel like God has given me a lot of grace and helps me give grace to other people. Because there's been so many times where I definitely could have definitely gone off on some people, or have completely just shut people off, and just trying to at least be kind and give them a chance to do better or to be the best person they can be, or just be like, hey, they messed up, but they can learn from that, or be like, I'm not perfect either. I know I make my own mistakes, and it's not my job to to police people, basically, right? It's not my job. So just trying to give grace to other people and to myself, and just, I don't know, being kind to people, showing love to others, even when I don't feel like it, you know? Yeah. So that's how I'll see it.
So you would, so you're saying that in the year or so of being sort of, I watched both of you kind of go through this thing of not being in, you know, normal school for that year or two. I can't even keep track myself. Right. And then coming back to in person, you know, what I'm hearing you say, Naya, is that there was a lot that happened when we were in quarantine and not able to actually be in person. And so there was a lot of things that were going on in community and in your life, and having that space while, you know, I'm talking about protests and all that stuff that was going on. And then you get thrown back into in person. Is that what you're kind of saying? And so the tension of how do you navigate, the word that you used, those tensions now that you are kind of back in person with people.
Yeah.
Like, people.
That, and the fact that like I've throughout my years at my school or whatever, I've definitely noticed things. I see a lot, even if I don't feel like I personally experience, I feel like I see a lot of different things. I'm very empathetic to people, but like seeing all this stuff before, but after the pandemic, we're still in it, but like coming out of quarantine and then seeing again, I definitely have a less tolerance for it. Oh. And it feels like, it's like, no, not today.
Right. Yes. Can you say, I mean, I'm going to, you know, Naya, Olivia, I'm going to come to you next, but I mean, Naya, without putting people on blast, you know, I'm not going to ask you to name names or anything, but what was it that in you that said, no, you know, I saw these things happening before, and then we had all of the season, I guess, of protest and racial tension and conversations that were happening. And you came back and you're like, no, nobody, I don't know, I'm saying this, but what I'm hearing you say is nobody is going to get a pass on these.
Right.
Can talk about that a little bit more.
Well, at least for me during school and stuff like that, a lot of the stuff that I was seeing was just little stuff, like little microaggressions, just like, you know, if white students were doing something, they were being disruptive, they were talking back to the teachers, they might yell at a teacher. The teacher will sit down with them and be like, what's wrong? You know, like, are you okay? And they, or they'll be like, or they'll just like comfort them, you know? But then if students of color react the same way and they're actually having their own like issues or like just disagreements or calling out a teacher for targeting them, teachers will obviously get defensive and have a more harsher reaction. And just seeing that over and over again, and then I was finally like, no, this needs to end, especially after the year we had, because our school was so intentional on trying to have DEI activator stuff.
Say what that is. DEI.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Like videos and trainings, and they're like, we're trying to make sure the school's a safe place, but inside the classroom, it doesn't feel safe. So one of the things me and a couple of my friends took upon us is we worked with other students, and we are starting to work with admin to like figure out a way to make the school feel safer, or at least talk about the issues that we are having and figuring out a way we can have a solution with that. Because I say this a lot, but a lot of it really just feel racially motivated. So yeah, that's one of the things.
Thanks, Naya. Livy, how do you connect with some of what Lanai is saying, or not? And maybe how, you know, what have you experienced in your own journey of being in quarantine, isolated, and then coming back to in-person school?
I can actually relate to it in a lot of ways about like the racially, you know, like the small little comments that you see from students that are kind of like, you shouldn't be saying that, you know, that you shouldn't be saying it, but you're still doing it. But for me specifically, I'm not in school a lot, you know, so I'm mainly at home doing more of the schoolwork than I am there. So I don't see a lot of it for me to be like, okay, now you're pushing my buttons. Like I'm there, like, for a good amount of time for me not to go as far to be like, okay, I'm going to stop you now, you know. For the pandemic, because I'm an introvert, I kind of liked it. It's kind of weird to say that, but I like to be in my own space. I like to kind of just like relax and chill and kind of just like be in my own comfortability, you know. Being around people, like, it does definitely give out the energy of like I have to force myself to talk.
Oh, okay.
There, so I did enjoy the pandemic. Sorry, guys, for whoever that is the opposite of that.
Now, let me just pause you for 1 second, because Lake Burien is filled with introverts. You know, I'm one of them myself, and I won't call all of you out. Maybe you all can call yourselves out and just chime in and say amen, so that we can acknowledge that, you know, for some people, like the transition of being isolated wasn't, it actually felt good to some folks. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I definitely agree. But it also came with some challenges. Like I was always like within my own thoughts. Like I just started overthinking a lot more. Anxiety obviously came in. I was just within my head a lot more than I expected, you know. Like obviously I do have like family members within the house, but it's kind of like when it just with you all the time, you're kind of just like, dang, like, do I really think like this? Like now I'm overthinking a little too much. And I'm like, okay, down.
Oh, do I really think, is that really me thinking?
That is exactly how it felt like. So then I kind of had to like slow down myself and kind of just like, okay, you need to pay attention of like, you know, your thoughts, because some were negative. Anyways, it was more of like the self-reflection of like how I represented myself and just like the mindset that I had, you know? Mm-hmm. So like in quarantine, I was like, okay, you know, be cautious of like what you're thinking and like what you're giving out to people.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that I'm guessing that there's a number of people who are hearing this and going, that's pretty darn amazing that you have enough kind of awareness that you are aware and present to yourself enough to go, you know, number one, how am I thinking? And, you know, is that, are those good things or good thoughts or not good thoughts? And, you know, what do you do? Can you say a little bit more about like when you find yourself in your thoughts so much that you're kind of going, wait, that wasn't a good thought, or why am I thinking that? What do you do? How do you kind of, do you have a way to kind of get out of those thoughts or those ways?
That's a very good question. Usually those thoughts, it kind of catches to me like when I'm in the shower. It's true when people say like in the shower, everything comes out. You're kind of like, whoa, I really did that. I really thought like that. And in that moment, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, I kind of get back in my room and kind of just like, I used to journal, but I'll kind of just like sit with it first and kind of like just realize like, how does this make me feel? Like, does it feel good? Does it feel bad? And obviously if it feels good, I'm like, okay, then I'm fine. But also like, you know, just make sure that you are fine for sure. But if I'm feeling well, I kind of just have to just close my eyes, which is weird, but just close my eyes and kind of just like meditate on it. Like, what's going on with you? You know, because talking to myself, it does sound crazy. Like, I have a teddy bear next to me, and usually it's just like looking at me like, girl, you're talking to yourself every time. But it does help, you know, just close your eyes and just talk to yourself like, okay, you shouldn't have said that, you know, try to do better next time. Then that's kind of what I do. It might sound stupid, but it helps. It helps. So, yeah.
I don't think it's stupid. I think it's actually pretty mature. A lot of us don't have that ability to actually reflect on how we're thinking and what we're thinking enough. So I don't think it sounds stupid or dumb at all. Before we got on the call, Libby, we were having a conversation about what it looks like for you. And Naya talked a little bit about what does this word becoming flesh, how it shows up in her life and her relationships. You know, when we talk about God becoming a person, right, that God in God's wisdom decided that the best way for the world to know what God was like was to become a human, right, which is Jesus. But the other thing that we've been talking about is that's how we experience continually God showing up. And one of the ways that that happens is through the people in our lives. Are there one or two people in your life that when you think, you know, I don't really know what God, what it means, but when I in relationship to this person, that's God. I see God in that person or in that relationship.
I think for me, it would the first person that I can really see come to mind is when my friend Esther, because she has, she's such a good heart for people, and she is great leadership and stuff like that too. So when I see her interactions and how she cares for people and she cares for everyone around her, no matter their background, no matter what, and she continues to want to build a relationship with them, but also point them towards God without making them feel shame or making them feel uncomfortable or whatever, just, you know, at their own pace, like being like, oh, God's there in that situation, but also I'm not pressuring you, you know? So like, I really appreciate her for that. And like, I just love our interactions. And I feel like she's also very similar. We have very similar ways of like thinking, and also she'd be checking me. And so I just don't know that.
That's awesome. Livy, what about you?
That sounds like an amazing friend, by the way. Very, very sweet, loving. Oh my gosh. I would say the first person when you ask like who's the first two, my main person is Peggy. When I first met her, she was just like always like, we need to go to this church. Like when we moved here, it was an interesting move, but she was like, we need to go to this church. Like she always wanted to be connected with God, get closer with God, talk to him, you know, all the music and everything, which kind of got me closer to understand like, okay, you love him so much and I'm seeing it and it makes you happy. Like it made me want to be kind of curious and be like, I want to be in your shoes. Like you're feeling good. Like I want to feel good too, you know?
Yeah.
So,
that's awesome.
Thank you. The day of her passing, it was like a weird feeling, but it was like, she was ready. Like she was not scared, nothing like that. And I was like, I want to be like that. Wow. You know, I was like, I really want to be in that position of like, I feel your joyness and I feel your warmth. Like, it feels good to be in your spot, in your position, that like, I kind of wanted to be there, you know, kind of with her. But she definitely opened like my eyes on like the way that I see God and like I view him. Like, just so, I don't know, so cozy. But yeah.
You're right. What a gift. She still is to our community, though she's not physically with us. I see her life influence in you, Libby, and in others in our community that you know. Many people who could say that Peggy was that kind of light in our life. So I'm so thankful that you were able to identify that, because both of you in both of those relationships, I guess here's what I would say to all of us, is that sometimes this idea of the word becoming flesh seems like really not like way out there, you know? And, you know, I think Libby, you said it was the deep, and it is deep, but it's not obscure. Do you know what I'm saying? It is deep, but it's not like, there's not tangible expressions of it in our lives when we take the time to actually go, that right there, Peggy, Esther, that is God. That's God showing up to us in and through a relationship and a person. Right. And so I want, cause I think it can kind of be heady, you know, if we talk about it that way, but, you know, to all of us, I think to remember that God still chooses, right, to show up in people, through people, in and through people. I have another question. I hope you guys are good with this, because I mean, we can go on all night, because I just get to ask questions. I've got like three lined up. As young people, and I know you don't speak for anybody but yourself, right? But I think it would be a lost opportunity for our congregation to not hear from some young people. So as you think about church and God and how it shows up, quote unquote, what are some of the questions that are real for you as a younger believer, that's someone that's just trying to, you know, to follow Jesus in the best way that you know how? Like, is there a question or two or something that you want to say to our congregation that would help us get into the mind of a young person? Like, what are the questions for you?
I'm not really sure how I can answer this question, but I will say a question that comes up for me often is, I'm not necessarily talking about this church in specifically, but for me, when I think of Christians, I think of our church and I think of the people at our church. But then at the same time, I also think about, like, for example, like a lot of conservatives. And in my head, I'm just wondering why, if you believe in God, right, what drives you to hate in that way, you know? Because it doesn't make sense for me, at least in my mind, how you can follow a God that is very much loving, hung out with all the people that were like outcasts, you know, and who didn't discriminate against anybody and thought everybody had a chance, even when he was on his deathbed. And how can you hate people? That doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't add up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for me, someone had said to me one time, I think I was talking to someone, I'm not going to name who, but about like a friend or whatever who was gay. And I was like, but they're Christian and they believe in God and stuff like that. And I was like, do you think they could still go to heaven? And they're like, no. Like, it's not adding up. I know that could be very controversial, but like, it's not adding up to me. because in the way I have seen God, or at least read in the Bible or whatever, that's not the type of person he is to like restrict someone from his love. That doesn't make sense. What was the purpose of dying on the sins if he chose certain sins to not forgive? Anyways, so that's just like some of the questions that come up for me often, because I hear people's comments they make on the daily about Christians, and I feel some type of way about it. So I'm like, that's not us. So yeah.
Thanks, Naya. A lot of good in there, and I'm gonna come back to some of what you both said. Libby, like, what have been your questions, or, you know, as you kind of hang out with your friends, you know, what are questions or things that we should think about as being a church?
With my friends, and also what I always kind of get back to is like, the good people, they always are the one that's hurting the most. And like they're usually the one that end up dying faster. Not faster, but like, you know, like I don't know how to put it in a good way, but it's kind of like, why do the good go through so much? Okay. You know? Like my friends usually they kind of get stuck with that question because I'm like, I'm asking that question, I don't know the answer, you don't know the answer. So we're kind of just like in a little bubble of like, I don't know how to answer that. But that is one of the questions that we're always stuck on because we don't know how to answer that.
So the question, one of the questions is, you know, why do bad things happen to good people?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's any comfort, I mean, that is the question for so many people for centuries, probably. No. Do you have any thoughts about how to, so you, it's funny you described it as, so we just kind of sit in this little bubble of our questions, right? Do you feel like there is an answer to that question, or do you feel like it's just going to always be in a bubble?
Oh, there has to be an answer to that question for sure.
Okay.
But I feel like for now it's good. It's a good thing that it is in a bubble because it's kind of like, I want to get like a variety of like answers from especially each different religion of people.
Yeah.
To kind of understand like, okay, that's your way of thinking.
Yeah.
That makes sense, you know?
I think one thing that I know of you, Livy, is I feel like you have a very wide, and both of you actually have a very wide, you open your hearts and your arms to the wideness of possibilities of the ways that God is trying to talk to us. And so I think if I heard what you said, Livy, is that, you know, you're okay with the not knowing, because the not knowing drives us to actually get outside of ourselves and to see sort of, you know, maybe the answer doesn't lie within a particular tradition or a particular belief, right? And I think that's a really, I mean, I'm just working that through right now as I'm talking to you. I feel like I've watched you both do this, you know, that you might identify yourself with a particular, you know, perspective, a Christian perspective, right? But that does not cut you off from learning from other people and other ways and even other religions, which, you know, for some of you listening in, that might be, oh no, you guys are way too far out there. Go back, reel it back. But I think that's, you know, I think that young people live that way. I think the young people that I talk to, like the both of you, you know, live your own lives with open arms to learn from other ways, which, by the way, I think is part of the word becoming flesh, right? I think that God made all people. And so if the image of God is in all people, then it can't be just within a certain people, right? So, like I said, I've got more questions. You know, there was a writer that talked about the beautiful answer. So E.E. Cummings, the beautiful answer is preceded by an even more beautiful question. Right. The beautiful answer is preceded by an even more beautiful question. So I think for us as people who want to be loving and who want to be authentic and who want to really kind of understand as best as we can, you know, what God intends, we have to be people that aren't always, that are motivated by good questions, like asking the questions. Yay. Ask the question. No, there's no question that I think we can't ask God. Mm-hmm. And then there's no question, in my opinion, that we can't ask in community. I don't know if we can get to an answer, but the conversation, part of the beauty in it is the conversation, not the answer, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap it up, and this won't be the last time, but I'd love for people to hear, you know, if you know, like, I know, Livy, you said that right now you are in Running Start. Do you have a sense maybe now of, you know, what lies ahead for you?
I think my path is still social work. Like, I just see myself just helping out either immigrant families like mine, specifically families. I tried the kids. I don't think that's going to work out for me, you know, little children. But definitely older people or just like, you know, just families for sure. I don't know. That path kind of just like calls me in. Like, I want to see people happy in a family, stable enough to do what they can, you know, without worrying about like food, clothing, like all the stuff that you need. You shouldn't be worried about that. So yeah, that is my calling right there.
You know, Libby, wow. You know, you said, you know, because of your own family's story and, you know, being an immigrant family, God in the flesh, right? God in you, continuing to work it out on behalf of families who need help, right? So I'm excited for your future as you know it right now, right? And you're right. You're right. You don't have to have it all planned out. I'm interested, as I think our congregation is, knowing, you know, today, what does it feel and look like to you? What about you, Naya?
For me, I'm going to go to school for psychology because I want to be a therapist. My dream at the moment, yeah, is to open a counseling firm that is specifically for BIPOC. And
say what BIPOC is for folks.
Yeah, I was gonna say, BIPOC is Black Indigenous People of Color. So yeah. And then also is has therapists and people that speak multiple different languages. So it's very accessible. And so even if English isn't your first language, like, you still have access to the help that you need or to be able to just talk to someone. So that's what I want to do.
Awesome. And I think for people that were tracking with your adventures of last summer, and we prayed for you, and can you just say just a little bit about, you know, your trip and what that's meant to your life today?
So for those who don't know, this summer I was a part of this program called NISLY-Y, which is NISLY, which is National Security Initiative for Youth. It's a study abroad program for high school students that's completely free. So I got to go abroad this summer to Korea and study the Korean language for 7 weeks. And honestly, that trip brought up so much. But it was also so wonderful. Like, I learned so much about myself.
For people that are wondering, yeah, it was during COVID.
Yeah, it was during COVID. And that was one of the things I learned about myself, because a lot of anxiety and stuff like that came up from that. And honestly, I learned during that process to reach out to people and be able to just talk through things and like calm myself down and be like, it's okay, Lanaya, just trust in God for this in this moment. And I mean, and completely for the whole trip. But just coming back and obviously being able to have like really cool interactions with different people and like strangers. I met really cool people and even gotten to like speak a little bit at work. but yeah, it's been really cool. And I have made such cool relationships, and I have kept relationships that I didn't think I could. So being able to like come out of that and just, I don't know, I feel like I know so much more about myself now and have a better relationship with God because of that trip. So I don't know, I just really appreciate it.
Thanks. So we're going to wrap up. Any last words of wisdom from you all? And I'm totally 100 about this. You all have wisdom to bring to our community. Any words of encouragement or wisdom to our community at Lake B?
I would say your own timing cannot be rushed by you. It's really just God's timing. So just be patient. Be patient with yourself. Whatever the future holds, okay? Be patient. God got you.
Thank you.
Basically, you're doing your best. Nobody's perfect. I know we all say this, but literally nobody is perfect. It's okay to mess up. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to own up to your mistakes. No one's going to judge you for that. It's okay. But you're doing your best. You're going to be okay. You know, like Livy said, God got you.
That's right. God's got us. God has got us. You know, you said, you know, own up to your mistakes, right? And God's got us. But when you said that, I was like, yeah. And forgive others for their mistakes. You know, that as my word, I guess my encouragement as we begin to sign off here is, you know, I'm so grateful for the two of you. Thank you. I know that this is not your favorite thing in the world. and I know that your time is precious. You guys have already had a full day. So thanks for your investment into us and helping us to see God more and to see God from a different perspective through a different lens. And so on behalf of our congregation, we love you both and are so grateful for the time that we've spent. And I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to invite Lake Burien to just those of you that are watching to pray along with us. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and thank you for your grace and the gift of grace that we have received through Linaya and Livy. The things that they have spoken, Lord, help those things that are important for us to hear, to resonate and to be guides for us. Help us to be people as they have modeled for us that are asking hard questions and okay to kind of sit in the hard questions. Thank you for their expansive love for your people, that they understand that, you know, no one group of people has all the answers. We pray wisdom for them as you continue to guide their steps and their futures, and help us, Lord, to be an encouragement to them and to all of the young people that are in our midst. We pray in your name. Amen. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.